Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 21st of September 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So Orange has said that Google Wallet could be a bit of a problem. It could confuse consumers as well, but they're pleased that the NFC wave is swelling. Jason Rees, Director of Mobile Payments and Ticketing at Everything Everywhere, said that Google will have some challenges in the market if it's to make a success of its NFC system, especially being able to help more customers when they need more information. It comes on the back of the fact that Orange is planning an enormous, huge and fantastic increase in the way it uses NFC in its cell phones in the next 12 months. Orange has only currently got NFC-enabled Samsung Toco Lite, but it's getting the Galaxy S2 with NFC as well, and that's launching in France pretty soon. Well done, Orange. But it could be a bit of sour grapes because of the fact, of course, Google Wallet has launched, and they're going to ensure that their NFC phones have got Visa PayWave with them as well, which all sounds fantastic and dandy until you realise they're only making it available on the Nexus S 4G, and that's only available on Sprint at the moment, which is one of the smallest providers. So this is definitely a Google trial it on the least number of people who can complain, as they usually do. And talking of that, Google Plus is no longer in beta. It's open. Everyone has got a chance to sign up. You too can go down to Google and sign up and have a play and follow me at Bagel Tech News. And then you can not use it for 4 months like everyone else. This is the real test. If Google has a huge surge in subscribers, then yes, it could take on Facebook and Twitter. If all the people that are ever going to be on it are already on it, which is probably my thought process, then I'm afraid it's dead in the water. Good news this morning if you like Instagram, because Instagram 2.0 is out there. It's got high resolution pictures and it's got new filters as well to play with. You can go up to a resolution of 1936 square on pixels and it looks rather good. All of these features are coming to the iOS application. No word at all on whether they're coming to the Android application yet though, but they can't ignore it forever, surely. Chief Executive Daniel Ek will speak at this week's F8 conference, which is all to do with Facebook. And of course, Daniel is the CEO of Spotify, so there's a huge amount of rumours, and it doesn't take much to put two and two together here to suggest that Spotify is going to have some form of integration with Facebook. Wouldn't that be nice? Yes. Now then, do you remember the Logitech Harmony? Those were a series of handheld programmable remotes that you had from Logitech that you could sit and play with, and they were pretty limited and they didn't work very well, and the ones that I had always broke before you'd had them for very long. Well, there's a new one out, but the good news is you won't have to deal with programming the interface yourself. What this is a box and then an iOS application. So what you do is you use your iPad application to set up your universal remote, stick this thing next to your devices and plug it in. Now there is a USB on this and it does come Wi-Fi enabled because that's how it links with the iPad, but whether it does your Bluetooth devices or not, I don't know. It would be good if it did because of the iPad, of course. You can do up to 8 devices all at once, which is fantastic. Now, you knew it was coming because I bought Elements 9. Elements 10 is out there. You can buy it this morning. You can get it down from the App Store, I think. That would be really cool if you could. And I'd probably buy it then because I'd get it on 5 computers. But I've got a box version, which I haven't even opened yet. If anyone wants to buy it, let me know. Otherwise, I'll have to put it on eBay. Isn't it worth nothing? Now, independent television here in the UK is controlled by ITV, and they've got their ITV One channel, which is the big thing over here, and they've got an ITV player to try and compete with the BBC iPlayer, but it never actually worked particularly brilliantly, and no one really watched that much on it until this weekend, because the new series of Downton Abbey is out there. If you don't know what Downton Abbey is, you bloody should, because it's fantastic. And apparently, it broke iPlayer. People didn't get to watch it on Sunday night, tried to play catch-up the following day, and yesterday it all fell down around their ears. The ITV player stopped working altogether. Well done, Downton. It's fantastic. You've got to go and download it. And if you haven't, go steal it. Now, Don McAllister will be happy this morning and sharpening his credit card because LaCie have managed to pull out some Thunderbolt peripherals. They've got little big drives, unquote, They're Thunderbolt-enabled drives that go up to 10 gigabits per second input-output. They've got a 1 terabyte drive at $399 and a 2 terabyte drive at $499. They look really nice, as all of the LaCie stuff does, but finally, Thunderbolt has got some working peripherals that are right out there. And also, under the Tim Cook regime and proving that hell has frozen over, Final Cut Pro X has got a free 30-day trial. Yes, you can go and download it and have a play, and then it'll expire and you can see where you go from there. The other thing is, XML is now supported again as well as. So people are listening. Yes, if you're a disgruntled user, get the upgrade because you'll be able to get all your stuff back. Very good. And finally, a company in Germany who specialise in 3D printing have printed a violin. It's an entire violin. It's a working entire violin. Everything but the strings and the tuning keys were created on their 3D printers. It looks fantastic. It's a wonderful proof of concept, but there's no video of it actually playing, which makes me kind of suspicious. We'll see. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter and YouTube at bageltechnews, and all the high-resolution videos are posted on YouTube each week of the shows, so do go and give them a look and make sure you make some comments. We'll be back again tomorrow night with the Bagel Tech Big Show at 9:30 as normal, full house planned. And then we'll be back again on Friday. We'll have the Daily Show first thing in the morning. And then we'll have the Photo Show at 1 o'clock. Don't forget the switch around in times. And we'll have the Mac Show at 3. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.